time became a huge factor at the April 2nd meeting of the Highland County Board of Supervisors, as supervisors struggled with making the decisions needed to move forward with budgets and plans in time for statements to go out to taxpayers. As discussion continued on an EMS comprehensive plan, it was noted that the April 11th public hearing to discuss a hike in both EMS and enterprise fees for the county will move forward, even without knowing how much EMS services to the county will cost. The original comprehensive plan had been tabled at the last meeting and was officially voted down on April 2nd. Highland County Volunteer Rescue Squad President John Montgomery presented a new proposal which puts all EMS operations under the volunteer squad. County Attorney Melissa Dowd expressed concerns about the plan, mostly regarding the dismissal of the EMS chief, which she felt went against state statute. She also strongly discouraged the board from hiring anyone who receives a county salary that would not be supervised by the county, which was the way the plan was presented. The full EMS proposal for Highland County, as presented by the Highland County Volunteer Rescue Squad, can be viewed on the AMR website with this story. As written, the total cost to the county would be $374,830, which represents a difference of $438,598 to the budget presented by current Highland County EMS Chief Nick Fiallo. The cost savings is accomplished by the firing of the chief and operation savings in putting all county entities together. Shifts will also be covered by volunteers, resulting in less pay and benefits overall. Highland County Volunteer Rescue Squad Captain Debbie Tribble said she had the volunteers to cover the 24-hour shifts and that scheduling would not be an issue. Supervisors Henry Budzinski and Harry Sponagle questioned this, as it had been an issue in the past, both noting that the county can't go backwards in terms of the care they are providing. Here's Montgomery asking for the board to move forward.
But you have three clear choices here. You can go with the full pay, you can go and look at the comprehensive plan, or you can look at ours. And there could be a little modifications to all of those. And you know, all that we can work at. But I mean, it's y'all's choice, but I would encourage you, just make a damn decision.
In the end, Supervisor Paul Tribble gave a motion to deliver the volunteer proposal to the EMS Comprehensive Review Committee to give recommendations on the most economical way to handle apparatus, equipment, buildings, and staffing. The committee, however, cannot meet or make an informed decision prior to the April 11th advertised hearing. For AMR News, I'm Britt Chambers.